Good morning, church. How are we doing today? Wet, wonderful, warm, happy in Jesus, happy to be here? All right. Well, let's stand as we open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for today that once again we have the opportunity to come here to be in church. And Father, let us never take it for granted that this freedom that we have, this opportunity. And Father, we just want to take advantage today as we open up this service that we're going to sing to you, we're going to praise you. The songs that you have inspired the various men and women to write that we're going to sing this morning. Father, we ask you just meet us once again with your Holy Spirit, that as we show forth the praises, that you would just meet us here like you do every single week, and that we could come to you in spirit and in truth, in the way that you want us to come to you. And this we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. While he's calling you. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue.
Hallelujah.
Signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good.
Hallelujah.
That's a good song, huh?
Amen.
He signed my deed with his atoning blood. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no payment or remittance for sin. That's the standard that God set up. And in the Old Covenant, they did lambs, bulls, goats, animals. It was a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. And then, when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Let's sing this one more time.
He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know life is worth the living just because He lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, God can face uncertain days because He lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know He lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know
Jesus.
That's what separates Christianity from everything else. We know what happened in the beginning of time as we know it, and we know what's going to happen at the end of time as we know it. Hindus, they don't have any idea what's going on in the end. Their God hasn't told them because He doesn't know. The Muslim God doesn't know. Only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Christian God, right? It says, because He lives. In the book of Revelation, He told us how it's going to end, right?
Amen.
He says, I am He who lives. I hold the keys to death and hell, and I'm alive forevermore. Because He lives, all fear is gone. We don't know everything that's going to happen in the future, but we know all the major events, right?
Amen.
And at some point, Jesus is coming back.
Hallelujah.
exaltation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee.
Something we do so often, it's real easy to do, is we just put up walls, right? It's easy to put up walls. It's when you take them down that you open yourself up to being potentially hurt. Whether it's a spouse, a friend, family member, right? When we put that wall protective barrier down, there's nothing that protects us. And people are going to hurt us, but that's the name of the song here. I am loved.
Amen.
And because I know that I am loved totally and unconditionally, I can take that risk of loving everybody else.
Amen.
For the one who knows me best loves me most. So when we're secure in our Heavenly Father's love, we will be hurt sometimes, but it won't matter. Let's sing this one more time.
I am loved, I am loved, I can risk loving you. For the one who knows me best loves me most. I am loved, you are loved, won't you please take my hand? We are free to love each other, we are loved. I am loved, I am loved, I can risk loving you. are free to love each other. We are love.
Amen.
Fills this new heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Holiness, every sin I
is supremely holy. That's why it says that if we were to try to come into heaven, he would have to just kill us, because there is no sin allowed in his presence. But someday when we step out of our bodies, if we have been born again, we will be dressed in clothes of righteousness, Jesus' clothes, and that we will be able to say, Lord, right now, hide me in your holiness, to be able to come and to confess, to take that, whether it's a light load, heavy load, something you've just been carrying your whole life even. Hide me, Lord, in your holiness. I want to confess the things that are holding me back from having that deep and intimate walk. It's not a religion. It's a relationship, right? It's a relationship. Let's sing this one more time.
Hide me, Lord, in your
Savior God.
Indeed great.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let all that trust in thee rejoice, let them ever shout for joy. For thou defendest them. Let all that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout unto the Lord. Oh, sing praises unto our God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Oh, for the Lord is King over all the earth. Sing praises unto him with understanding. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so good to us. He's so good to us. He saved our soul. He made us whole. God is so good to us. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. God who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even while we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ, for by grace we are saved. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and raised us up together and set us. Oh, and set us together in high places in Christ Jesus. He made us sit together in high places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What a privilege it is to worship our Lord, our God, with all our heart, to show forth his marvelous works, to be glad and rejoice in him, and sing praises unto his name, O thou most high. Oh, what a privilege, what an honor it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your presence with us. We thank you for moving in the midst of us. We thank you for doing great and mighty work in each and every person in this body. Oh Lord, we are excited to be in the house of the Lord. We came with expectancy, and you moving in the midst of us. Oh, let the revival start. Let it begin in each heart in this body of believers. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let it be a glorious day. Let it be victory in each and every person today in this body of believers. Let us not live the same as we came. And we want to thank you. And we are determined to worship our Lord our God with all we have. Oh, and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. To show for the loving kindness in the morning and the faithfulness every night. Oh, that's who our God is. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Now as we are about to receive this offering, you told us in your word, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. and prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, and you are able to make all grace abound toward us, that we may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, our God is able to provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Oh, that's who our God is. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is the one that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our sun and our shield. He will give us grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. He says, without faith is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. Oh, we bless you. We thank you. And we seek you today with all our heart to move upon us, to increase the anointing, to increase the power, to baptize us with your love, to saturate us with your peace. And we want to thank you and praise you today for victory in this body of believers. We thank you for touching the pastor mightily today as he will bring the message to us. We pray for the anointing. We pray, O Lord, for freedom to preach. And let the word come out and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord, for that everyone that gives a testimony. We pray that you touch Thomas as he gives the invitation. Anoint everyone that gives an invitation. Touch Natalia today as she, O Lord, she was we play the violin. We pray, Father, that you touch in a mighty way and give her the anointing. Oh, what a wonderful day and year to start, O Lord, in this small age. Oh, how great thou art, O Lord. Oh, the great plans that you have for her and for each and every person in this body of believers. Oh, thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And, Lord, we want to give you all the praise today, all the glory, all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children shout it, amen.
Okay, good morning. We're going to open up for testimonies. I think we have a birthday today. Yeah, Michael, it's your birthday. Well, happy birthday. So we need to sing happy birthday. So how old are you, Michael?
65.
Looking good.
Thank you.
All right. Many more, right on. Okay, so we're going to open up for testimonies. And when are we going to play the violin? After testimony? I don't know. Oh, okay. All right. Pardon me? Okay, why don't we do that at the end of testimony? How about that? Let's do that. So, do we have any testimonies this morning? Okay, Sister Lois.
Good morning. This is brief, but I wanted to give a greeting to you from Margaret Brown, who used to be with us and who donated this piano for us and also used to play the accordion and a harp. And she's still doing that back in Massachusetts. And she's living with her mother, taking care of her. She's elderly, but she's also still giving music lessons, piano lessons. And so Margaret's looking for a job right now because she's been teaching since she left here. And then things started to close down in that area. So she's looking to the Lord for another job. She just wanted to greet all of you that she did know here and let you know that she misses us. And I told her, well, she can come back and play for us some more. Anyway, she's happy. She's ministering and witnessing to her family. And she's led several of them to the Lord that weren't Christians yet. And so that's her testimony. And mine is that... As I minister to and communicate with my relatives that aren't saved, more and more are coming to the Lord, and we're just thanking God for that. Because we're trying to get them 100% in the kingdom before things crash. God bless you.
Okay. I heard that we have another birthday, I guess. So we're going to sing happy birthday again to Angela. And you get to come on up here. So, and we want to know, first of all, how old are you?
10.
Okay, so Angela's 10. And when is your birthday?
Today.
Congratulations. Happy birthday. Okay, is there any more birthdays out there that we can get them all handled? Okay. I got a little testimony. And it's just, as I'm going along, I see, I believe the Lord is showing me how every word spoken is needs to be careful, and even what is spoken around you by others, you know what I mean. if we're going to receive it or not. Like this week, I think I had about 10 people say to me, knock on wood. You know what I mean? And that is, you know, I don't even know what that means, but it's a superstition type thing. But it's definitely not a godly thing. You know, you might be talking about something that says, usually they use that phrase when you say, well, I don't think it's going to be going that well here or there. And they'll say, well, knock on wood, you know. And I kind of was wondering, you know, how do I receive that? I can't receive that. Because I don't believe in that kind of stuff, you know. I don't believe there's any power in that. So I had to scratch my head a little bit this week and say, what do I do when someone says that to me? You know, I'm going to have to say something. Because I certainly can't receive it. So I'm sure God's going to give me something to say. I think probably the thing to say is, well, trust in the Lord. When someone says that to you, I think I'll trust in the Lord. Yeah. And I believe as I'm going down this road that things that might have seemed minor to you or not that important, you know, there's a little more. I'm trying to get my point across here. Like, there are certain things that we need to deal with at times. And you might say, ah, it's no big deal. You know what I mean? I know I have a tendency to do that. Oh, you know, that's no big deal. We let it slide. Or someone might say something, you know, and you just say, yeah. But if there's a little check in your spirit, you know, saying, no, that ain't right, well, then we shouldn't receive it. So these are the kind of things that are happening with me a little bit. I can't, I guess what I'm trying to say is I can't embrace those kind of things. When people say this to you or that to you, I guess I'm having a hard time getting my thoughts across, but I don't know if you're getting the gist of what I'm saying. But I to me, I don't celebrate Christmas. And during Christmas time, you know, you hear that a million times, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry. And I don't even want to take part in that. It's just it's a turnoff to me, you know. And I realize that that's being said because of tradition and stuff like that, and a lot of things like knock on wood. It's just habits and traditions. But I believe that the times that we're coming into, we got to be a little bit sharper. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. The bottom line is, I'm trying to say you got to be a little sharper. And things that you might have just kind of let slide, you know, you shouldn't let them slide. So I don't know if you got the point I'm trying to make, but that's what's happening with me. I got to be a little sharper and not take everything, some things in stride, you know, that I thought didn't really have any significance. I'm starting to see the significance of certain things around me and the power that's attached to them. So, okay, do we have, okay, Irene? Okay.
I shared that before with a friend. There's a word that in the word it says, let the word of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable unto the Lord. And this talking without thinking is very easy. So I was in Carmel, where I go, like a little retreat. And there was a friend that I met there that she walks with me around just for exercises on the beach. And I met her going there, and we started talking. And it was a lot of complaining, like about, it was a lot of people that weekend. It was a long weekend last weekend. And she was saying about how bad is this. And I mean, genuine complaint, people throwing things and leaving them behind and messing up here and doing this wrong and that wrong and this wrong. And I was just kind of agreeing with her and acknowledging the facts. So after we spoke for a little bit and I left her, I was walking and I felt like a grieving in my spirit. And I said, why do I feel bad about it? Since we were just saying about the facts that are going on around us. And I really felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit telling me that it wasn't anything positive or anything that accomplished anything in my life, this conversation, because he said, what you should have done is to acknowledge the good parts and the ability that you can enjoy this beauty and you can walk this beach and you can see this, the wonderful things around you, and you can look at the good and speak of the good and acknowledge my blessings in what you have and what you are able to do, instead of looking and talking about all the other things that are maybe negative and maybe really but negative, that will not bring any change or any blessings for the soul. And I realized that. And when I realized that and said, I'm sorry, Lord, the next time I am with her, I will say how blessed we are to be able to have this place, walk in it, enjoy it, and see God's nature and beauty. And after I did that, all this grieving left me. So I guess that there is a way of walking with God in little things and acknowledge when he's pleased and when he's not, right? Amen.
Oh, amen. So that's kind of the same line I'm talking about. You know, what's going on out of your words, and what are you listening to, and what are you going to receive? So it's very important. Another word that keep coming to me this week when we had the coronation of the king, and that is Obama Nation. Obama Nation. But run them two words together. That's been in my mind all week. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay. So we're going to have Natalia, and she's the last testimony today.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen.
Thank you.
just want to say we give all the praise and the glory to our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Okay, put another 10 years practice in there, and boy, howdy. It's going to be great. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. Still morning. All right. We got some things to pray about here today. And we got some email that I want to share with you. And the first email here that I want to share with you is from England. And the man's name is Philip. And he wrote this on January 20th, 2009, for Tuesday. Dear sirs, grace, peace, mercy, and love unto you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our true and living God. I have found your article titled Showdown in Jerusalem, a digest by Gert Timmerman. Introduction by Pastor John S. Terrell for the website, and so he gives that. I am not a member or affiliated with any local church, which I know that I am living contrary to the word of God in disobedience. However, I cannot locate a sound doctrinal church fellowship with sanctified, redeemed believers in Jesus Christ, and so I'm looking forward to listening and studying the audio file preaching, teaching via the internet on a live webcast every Sunday by Pastor Terrell. And then the next day, he sent another message. Thank you indeed for the audio message files titled Biblical Truth Concerning the State of Israel, Part 1 and 2. Although I have known this truth since about 1987, it is an incredible shame and disappointment that the Pentecostal, charismaniac, Zionistic Christians have adhered to the political side of Talmudic and satanic lies of being indoctrinated by so-called pastors of the political Zionist agenda. So he is from England. I will not give the city. And his name is Philip. You want to pray for him that God will lead him to find some believers in Christ that he can fellowship with. We also want to pray. We had another request here, but I lost that someplace. It was not a request. It was just another email. We want to pray today for Mike. Okay, here's what I found it. And this is from Daniel Kelly, and he is from Maryland. Dear EAEC, I would like to have all of your past issues of the Dove sent to me. I can spare $30 donation at this time. If at all possible, would I also like to receive back issues of all past The Flaming Swords, which you still have in stock. Would $35 donation be accepted to cover all those back issues? If so, please let me know, and I'll send my money order with a mailing address included. And then you thank us. So we have a lot of people. I try to share just a few things every Sunday from people responding to us. Michael Gutong and his wife Norma are not here with us this morning. We got a phone call Friday about 11 o'clock from Norma that his mother had lost consciousness, was comatose. And they took her to the hospital. And this morning, she passed away. Now, if I remember right, her name is June. Is that correct? June. And she's going to pray for Michael, that lost his mother today, and for Norma. And I'd just like to share with you what God is doing. His mother had him outside of wedlock a number of years ago, and then he was simply given away to someone else to raise him. And his mother married someone else, moved down to the valley, I believe, in Fresno. And for a number of years, they were separated, and there was no fellowship. Her husband died, and then Michael decided, you know, when you are a child and you are rejected and put away, it creates a lot of bitterness and anger and resentment in you. But Michael decided that even after these years, his mother would not talk to him, that he and Norma decided to go to Fresno and to take his mother and to live with them here in Sacramento. She came into church a number of times. I think someone prayed with her. She accepted Christ. And so the last year and a half, there was a reconciliation between a young woman. At that time, she might have been maybe 20 years old, 18 years old, got pregnant. At least she did not abort the baby. And there was a reconciliation between her and her son. And this is what we really want to praise God for, that to be able to get relationships done, ready on this side of eternity, and not wait until we come on the other side. So we're going to pray for Michael Gutong today. And we got some other prayer requests here. We're going to pray for Roger Love. That's Joanne's oldest son. Last week he had a stroke. And 4 hours later, he walked to the bathroom himself. Praise God. His speech, he's not really speaking that well yet. His brain affected. And so we're going to pray for him. And then we have Keith Gerns. And he used to be in our church. Let me say this about our church. Our church is like an army division that was founded many years ago. Matter of fact, this church was founded in 1985. And in an army division, you have people serve for a while, then they go, other people come in, and so on. And Keith Gern served in the division, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, between the years 1985 and 1988 to 92. And he has a muscle disease that is simply destroying the muscle. He played the guitar, he sings, and he is now to the place where he is withering away. His muscles are simply being eaten up. So we do want to pray for him. Their daughter, Jeanne, she had a bone tumor. They had surgery on her Friday. She lives here in Rockland. And that surgery went well. They hope they got all the cancer out of that. And then we got a phone call from New York today from Eric and Patty Sims. They are driving to Binghamton to minister to an older woman who is sick and have no one caring for her. And they are there right now. They ask for that we will pray that they be able to minister. We have a friend, Marianne Jonsson, Swedish lady in Georgia, and her daughter was here about a year ago, and she's taken in pneumonia, was rushed to the hospital. We're going to pray for her. And then we're going to pray for something very special. I have been very upset for probably some time, and we are being attacked by a very strong demon that I call the Destroyer. And so far, he has outsmarted us. And I am not going to get into details how the damage is done, what it's been doing, but it is threatening our ministry to the point of total destruction. And we want to go after the Destroyer today. He has with him violence, anger, destruction, suspicion, and selfishness. And these are the demonic forces manifested here attacking people in his church. So we're going to pray for that. So right now, let's have a prayer time, and let's have people come and take the positions as we're going to pray. And I'm going to ask Thomas if you will pray for Philip. And we're going to pray for Daniel Kelly. Pray for him. And I'm going to give Joanne here to pray for your son Roger. And then we're going to ask Soteris here to pray for Keith Gerns. For the muscle. That's in Swedish.
I got Philip here in English, but I don't know.
Where is the Swedish?
I thought it said Swedish here.
Oh, that's just an introduction.
Okay.
But this
is Swedish. Go
further down, it's English. All right. Okay, so go ahead, Thomas, and I'll let you lead out in prayer then.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity to come here, have a time of worship. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the midst of us. We thank you for the opportunity to gather around your word and to fellowship. So we give you praise for that, Lord. We thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for the provisions you made for us to make it here today, and that we still have relative freedom in this country. And Lord, we want to thank you for the people that are responding out via the internet and the other outreaches that we have here at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. I want to lift up this man, Philip, to you, and he's plugged in to our ministry, Lord, and we thank you for helping him. He says he can't find a church in that area, Lord, but you can surround him with some like-minded believers, and he can also minister and show people what is truth and what is not truth, Lord. And we thank you for just putting your angels around him and protecting him, and we thank you that you're bringing people around the world to join our ministry, Lord. And it's by satellite. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for just blessing each and every person out there that's tuned in with us. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you this day, Lord, that we have the opportunity to lift up the sick, those who are hurting, to lift them up to you, O Lord. And Lord, and your healing power will come upon them. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Keith Gern. And who you said in your word, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And we believe, O Lord, for a miracle here for Keith Gern. Lord, I know him when he was here and was playing the music. He was leading the music. And Heavenly Father, we ask you right now that you speak into his heart. And, O Lord, whatever it is there that needs to be removed, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will remove it from him, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You remove it, that he will be in perfect, O Lord, relationship with you. And let the devil have no place, not be able to touch him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We command the spirit of infirmity right now to loose Keith Gern in the name of Jesus, that infirmity of loosing muscle, in the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of infirmity to loose that man in the name of Jesus, and command you to be bound, gagged, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. We command his body to line up with the Word of God and start functioning the way God created it, to his perfection. The muscles to line up with the Word of God, the nerves, every part of the body, you line up with the Word of God and start operating the way God created you, in the name of Jesus. And right now we pray, Father, for your resurrection power to come upon Keith Gern. Let the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead pierce through his body right now in the name of Jesus and bring healing. Let his muscles be extended and let it be again healthy muscles like they were when you created him. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty miracle that will bring glory to your name, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you beforehand for healing him. And we bless you, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are going to see a mighty victory, and we're going to hear great testimonies of what the Lord our God has done in this man's life. In Jesus' name we pray. We also lift up his daughter, Bonnie.
John, yes.
We pray, Lord, that you touch John mightily, oh Lord, and we pray, Father, any traces of cancer that might be left there to be removed and be cleansed completely, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for healing that woman and strengthening her, we pray, Father, and for quick recovery, Lord. And let the relationship with you be where it should be, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father God, you had me give Roger up because you've got him in the kingdom of God in heaven and you're manifesting it on earth, and I'm only to pray in prayer language. And these are tears of joy because I know you do it so much better than I could, and I've turned totally loose of him. And we ask you for perfect utterance, those in the church here who pray in prayer language. Give us perfect utterance in prayer language to pray for Roger right now. E capriki, ketigriate, catacatatapakia, shante, ketigriate, hanti, ketigatapakia, tegriate, a shante, ketigriate, tegriate, tegriate. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you be rebuked. And we forbid you to stop him from learning to speak and think again correctly. In the name of Jesus.
Father God, we lift up Daniel Kelly to you. Lord, you know him. You know where he is and how he is. You know his needs and you know his development. Father God, we ask you to bless him for finding our webcasting, for being able to listen to the broadcast, for being able to take part in them, Lord, and a service to you. And Father God, we know that this man doesn't have a lot of money, but we will try our best to provide him with the doves and the flaming sword newsletters that he requested, Lord, maybe a few at a time because you can't read them all at once anyway. And Lord, we thank you that he will learn a lot from them and it will draw him closer to you, Lord. And may he reach out to others to develop. Sometimes if you don't have a church that is the right kind of church that you need to be in, you can evangelize someone else and start a church with them and then evangelize together to help your church grow. Father, we thank you that you will give him the inspiration and the knowledge and the contacts that he needs to follow through on this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Eric and Patty Sims to you right now. Father, at this very moment, late afternoon in New York, as they are ministering to this woman, we pray, Father God, if she is not saved, that it will be salvation. We pray, Father God, to be able to pray for her sickness if without to flee. Give them the words to speak. And Father, have them to comfort this woman that is alone and lonely, and there are millions of people like this around the world. And we cannot reach them all. But we thank you right now for an anointing upon Patty and Eric Sims as they are ministering today in the state of New York. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And Father God, we lift up Marianne Johnson to you. Father, she is in a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, with pneumonia, very ill. And Father God, you knew that you healed her from the cancer that she had, colon cancer, years ago. And she survived that. And we pray that this woman who loves you, serves you, prayer warrior, intercessor, that you will raise her up. And we pray for Magnus as he's flying in from Europe right now, today, that he'll be able to go to his wife and that she will be raised up, that they should not be separated by death, but that you will give them many more years as this couple have dedicated their life and their business to you, Lord. And we thank you for a mighty move in that place right now. Pneumonia has to die. That weakness had to go. And we thank you for strengthening Marianne right now. And she'll be raised up in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray for Michael Gutong today. Lord, I know how it is to lose a mother. First, you might not think about it, and you cannot shake it off. But I pray today, Father God, that you will comfort him and comfort Norma that took care of her mother-in-law. That, Father God, he will recognize that, yes, he was abandoned as a child, but as a man, he forgave. He was forgiven. And there was a reconciliation. And let him rejoice that someday he's going to meet his mother in heaven. And then there'll be no more sickness, no more separation. But we shall be together, worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, and have a perfect relationship with one another. And we thank you for that right now. And Father God, I pray for this church. I come against you, foul, demonic ruler, destroyer. You have been circling us for a number of years. You have outsmarted some of us. You have done a lot of destruction in this ministry. And I command you right now in the name of Jesus, loose us! Get out from us! And I command you to be ripped apart and thrown out in the name of Jesus. And I command every spirit behind all violence, anger, destruction, suspicion, selfishness, go! Loose our people! And we are not going to tolerate this garbage anymore in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, convict us of our sins. Holy Spirit, help us if we will not walk in darkness. Help us, Father God, not to curse anymore. Help us, Father God, not to lose our temper anymore. God, you know the pressure is upon us. And Father, I thank you for your Holy Ghost coming down upon us right now and minister and give us that power to walk victoriously. Heal our marriages. Heal our relationships. And Father God, make this church strong and vibrant. And this I ask in Jesus' wonderful and powerful name. And those who believe that said, amen. Praise God, you may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.